Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Staying in Lane and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do's. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here. Your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott.
And it is Tell the Truth Tuesday, June 2nd. D. Scott is in the building. And I want to talk about, I want to kind of do an open letter to black men, because I ended the show early last night to kind of go on another show, Ken Badger's show on Soul Shark Radio. It's not his show, it's another gentleman's show. And I was really excited about it because it was a situation where, you know, I thought we were going to open up dialogue about, you know, the fact that black men are saying that they're choosing other races and ethnicities because black women, you know, don't listen and we're always angry and we can't grow hair and all this other stuff. So I touched on that yesterday. So I get on the show. I introduce myself, obviously. And it sounded like there was two gentlemen and one female. And so, you know, we start talking and everything is cool. And, you know, I got some points out. He got some points out. And so what basically my main point was that, you know, you guys talk about this petty bullshit with women and hair and, you know, all this other shit as if white women or Asian women don't wear weave either. But then if I bring up money, it's a problem. You know, if I tell you don't talk about a black woman's hair and you know, worry about your credit or worry about getting your money up, you know, like Mr. Shankowitz, now we have a problem. You know, black men just have gotten into a nasty habit of calling themselves kings, and they're really not. And unfortunately, what happens when you do that is that it starts to show, it starts to stink. And I could pick up relatively quickly, you know, that I'm not talking to someone, you know what I mean, that's of any type of aristocracy or any type of legacy. And that's not an insult. That's just to say we're not the same. Maybe we come from two different time frames. So it turns into, you know, the gentleman screaming out, well, you know, why do y'all sit there and say that niggas ain't shit? And then you wanna be treated like a queen and this, that, and the third. And I said, me treating a man like a king has absolutely nothing to do with whether he deserves it or not. That is just how I was raised. So whether you deserve to eat or not, I'm still going to fucking feed you because you're in my house. You know, whether you deserve my loyalty or not, I'm still going to be loyal to you because that's what I do, because I'm a grown woman and I'm not a whore, okay? Whether you deserve it or not, I'm not going to speak ill about you to anybody else but you, okay? So I think that when we're dealing with black men speaking on black women, there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of pain, obviously, you know, stemming from the mother, obviously. You know, maybe you blame your mother because, you know, she couldn't make your father stay, or maybe she was nagging, or maybe she, you know, jumped up in your day, you know, for whatever reason. But there are a lot of black men that hate black women. And instead of you just saying, I hate y'all motherfuckers, and that's why I don't want to date you, I hate you, I'll fuck you, but I really don't like you, just say that. You know, because you guys have these women out here, some of these women, running around the block, doing tricks, doing everything they can to gain your attention. And in the words of Kanye, and when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Now, I don't deal with these types of men anyway. Any man that I've ever dealt with, let me be clear for the record, I've never dated a white man. I'm not against it, though. I would definitely do so. I want to know. I want to see what it's like to not be loyal to a fault. And I said that black women are always loyal to a fault because we will go to jail for y'all. We will stand on the front lines for y'all. We will do everything in our power to make sure that you succeed. And what do you do to us? I mean, you can watch the show Empire and see how that hierarchy goes. You do nothing. And doing nothing and saying nothing is just as dangerous as the shit that I spew out of my mouth when I feel some type of way. So on the show last night, the gentleman starts going ham, and, you know, to me, it was still good dialogue. You know, obviously, he's like, you're arguing, and you see, listen, it doesn't work both ways. You know, black men, did it ever occur to you that maybe we're tired of teaching your sons how to pee standing up? Maybe we're getting tired of having to do everything on our own, and then you think that you could just fucking come in the picture? And this, again, is not my issue, okay? But I hear it. And you think that you could just come in the picture and everything is fixed? There's a repercussion for your absence. Whether it was you were in jail, whether it was, you know, you ran away from home, it doesn't matter. There is a penalty for that. And if that means that it is a loss of respect from the black woman who's had to hold it down, that is the problem. Okay? You have to deal with that. I will gladly tell you that any man I've dated in the last 15 years, and even with my own husband, they knew exactly what they were getting. They weren't getting an angry black woman. They were just getting a hurt woman. And so when you're dealing with someone that has had the type of hurt, you know, or abuse that I've had, not necessarily at the hands of a black man, but yes, it was. I said this in my book, Stay in Your Lane, A Diary of a Hot Mess. I said, I should hate you. I should call you a nigger and a coon every chance I get, but I don't. Because my father was black, my son is black, my brothers are black. Okay, I love black men. However, I feel like you don't love us. And so in feeling that way, when there are posts made that are ridiculing women, about one thing about me, when I go for somebody, I don't go for their looks because that's not something that you can change. I'm going for something statistical, or I'm going for something that's a little bit more tangible than just you can't grow hair. Let's be clear, black man. Y'all mother, I want to see what y'all look like without them goddamn wave caps. And that's not being confrontational. Don't throw fucking stones. I want to see what you look like without the Duke. I want to see what you look like without dyeing your beard. I want to see what you look like without a haircut. Since you want us to go natural, you fucking go natural too. And you're talking to a woman that has hair down her back that's all mine. No perm, no nothing. Just some color to color my gray, of course. But the conversation, according to them, got a little heated, to which the other gentleman jumps onto the call. Sister, there was a woman there. Where were you? Where were you when you saw two men get on a call to not so much attack, because I'm more of a beast, so you can't really attack a beast. You can attempt a coup or whatever it is that you want to call it, but you didn't attack me. I didn't feel victimized by any means. But black woman, where were you? Huh? So I'm sticking up for a lot of the shit that y'all want to say, but you don't say, but yet you don't come to bat and say, wait, hold up. You know, one person speak at a time. That's your show. You let me come on your show and get a preacher to cuss, which is why the show will not be released. And I agree to that because I'm not interested in, you know, ruining a man's career. Yeah, you will ruin ours. You will ruin ours. But we don't do that to you because there's still a level of respect that we learned from our fathers. And maybe if there were more fathers in the home, especially black fathers, maybe they would learn to respect men a little bit more because they were present. if the man is not in the house or not around, the girl will seek it elsewhere. They don't respect you because they don't know what it looks like. I have never, ever been with a man that has just, you know, straight disrespected me. I've had a dude almost fucking try to kill me, and I still don't hold that against every other black man that I dated after that or that I married after that. You know, that was an isolated incident. And then, not that we're cool, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we've spoke about it from something from 15 years ago. So I am very traumatized by the black man. But do you see me, out of every police report, out of every, you know, broken nose, broken rib, you know, just abusive situation, did you see me call the police? No, I didn't. I didn't. Okay? Did you see me, you know, sitting up there trying to ruin your life? No, I didn't. And on many occasions, I could have. So I really don't like when somebody comes at me about this creature, the black man, and he's so delicate, but yet you want to handle me with you know, charcoal mittens on. It doesn't fucking work that way. If you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. And, you know, I'm very thankful that the men that have loved me in this lifetime and the men that will love me or that do care about me, they don't talk to me like that. You know, my father, my mother never talked to my dad like that. You know, after they divorced, yeah, but, you know, it was never like that. You know what I mean? You have to rule all the time. So certain times when I say things and maybe I'm testing boundaries with a man that I'm dating or I'm seeing, if the first thing he does is laugh at me and look me dead in my face and say, you will not talk to me like that, that's respect, and I understand it. And I don't. Because that's his boundary. He knows better. He knows that it's not okay for someone to speak to him like that. Doesn't matter what race they are. And I know that he's not going to tolerate it. And so because I want to gain his favor, because I want to be near him or because I want to be with him, I will do what it is he likes. That's what you black men are forgetting. We submit when we know that it's on a king's level. You'll submit to a coon. What do raccoons do? They eat fucking garbage. They tip over garbage cans. They run around in the nighttime. That's what they do. I'm not interested in that. You know, dear black men, I also want to let you know, we're tired. You think we want to sit up here and do it all by ourselves? We really don't. We need your help. But we're not going to get that help from you, and you make us beg for it. Or you make us feel like you have so many options. Motherfucker, we got options too. I don't have to fucking talk to you. I don't have to talk to anybody, you know. And today I also was lightweight called a feminist. And that's the first time I've actually ever heard that, and it couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. But what people keep forgetting about is the fact that I preach about being a woman. You are to be a woman at all times. I don't give a shit what the man does. You are to be a lady at all times. My young queens will tell you that. But y'all don't call them young queens. Y'all call them y'all hoes. Y'all call them your bitches. And then you mad when we don't listen to you. Why would I listen to you? Your track record has proven, in some of you, that you don't know what the fuck you're doing and you can't lead me. Where are you going to lead me to? To the welfare line? To the abortion clinic? Where are you leading me to? So to say that I'm not answering the question about why women would say that black men ain't shit, I said maybe perhaps y'all wasn't shit. And maybe you should be about some shit, and then maybe nobody would say that about you. But you couldn't come at black women and say anything else, even along that line. All you could come and say was that we're aggressive. We're aggressive because what? Because we have an absence of a black male in the home, right? So we're not supposed to be aggressive when we have to live alone or when we didn't choose this lifestyle, you chose to do it. As a man, you have all this power, and yet you put it on the woman to say, well, it takes two to tango. No, not really. If you're a king, you are in control of your seeds. You're in control of where you put your dick at night, okay? You want her to be submissive. She was submissive. She let you have sex with her with nothing on and bust up in her. That was submissive enough. No? No, you don't think so? You can't have it both ways, black man. You got to understand we tired, too. Don't nobody want to fight with you. United, it will be an amazing feat. And I was very glad that later on I received the message that, you know, they wanted to do a sit down you know, which I'm very cool with, and be able to have dialogue and open it up. But the fact that you allowed, and this can't be right, but the fact that you allowed a 5 foot 650 pound black woman make yourself come up out yourself as a preacher and you cursed, that says a lot about you, not me. Okay, I called there to answer questions and to answer the post. Your hatred of the black woman, and me not in general, you know, but maybe what I represent, that strength, you know, whatever. And he says, you're arguing with me. I said, I don't argue with children or bitches. You know, I really don't. Because if I don't have anything to lose, what am I going to sit there and argue with you about? I said, why don't you just say that you hate black women? And then it makes sense. Then I can say, okay, he hates us. What can we do to make him love us? Because that's what women do. But now, never not one time has a black man came forward and said, what can we do to our women to make them trust us? What can we do to our women to make them love us? Because you damn sure ain't going to get it done and you got 15 baby mamas. You damn sure ain't going to get it done and you keep being in and out of prison. You damn sure ain't going to get it done and 1 week you gay, the next week you not. You damn sure not going to gain our trust by coming in there taking our money. You know, I also posed the question, why if a woman, doesn't matter black or indifferent, says, hold me down, she's a gold digger, especially a black woman. But if a black man says, hold me down, it's loyalty. Loyalty is a must. You're not fucking Rick Ross. You're not Freeway. You're not Pablo Escobar. What the fuck are you talking about? Hold it down for what? You're not my husband. I don't have to do anything to you. I don't even have to feed you if I don't want to. But I do. And so I just wanted to kind of make sure that we are keeping the dialogue open, because all that hatred needs to come out. I don't hate black men. I hate what you do sometimes, okay? I am not going to sit up here and stroke your motherfucking ego, because obviously, you know, other women, that's what you're telling me, they're doing it better, so let them do it. Why would I sign on to do an extra job, and it's very clear that you don't want me to do my job? So you can go and do whatever you want. Just don't be mad when I'm over here with Mr. Shankowins and we, you know, vacationing, you know, on a boat somewhere, and I wear a T-shirt that says, you know, the same thing that you say about us. White guys do it better. Or, you know, snow bunny heaven. These are the types of things that you men, some of you put out there, and we as women see it. So it doesn't matter if you was raggedy-ass Ray Ray from up the block. Don't nobody give a fuck about Ray Ray sitting in a white plastic chair with a white lady. Nobody cares. I wouldn't even care if it was an attorney married to a white lady. I don't care. If your mother is black, don't ever say that anybody is better than what your mother is. If your father is black, don't ever say that anybody is better than what your father is. For women. You know, I don't want young women to stand behind me and say, I want to be like her. You know, the only way that I would want you to be like me is if you're going to change things. You can't be like me because I'm already me. I'm already taken. Okay, I'm already who I am. I'm not going to change. So I'm not going to mince words with you, black man, and sit there and make you feel so revered when on every single Facebook, you know, social media situation for the past 5 years, one of y'all motherfuckers has always come for me. There is always one of y'all. I don't get up and seek any of you bastards out, not a one of you, because I don't care, okay? But in each and every instance, I feel like y'all are attacking me because I represent some sort of archetype that you feel threatened by. You wouldn't feel fucking threatened by me if you knew what made me tick. You wouldn't feel threatened by me or anything that I said if you knew me in my spirit. Hence why when I have dating, when I'm dating and if I have dating issues, it's never because I was disrespectful or they were disrespectful to me. It was all love. I don't seek to be with any black man and not love him. You know what I mean? And I don't even fucking like love. I think it's fucking horrible. I think it's the worst feeling in the world, right? But I do it because it's you. Right. So I've never even seen a black man. Black women I see all the time post these pictures of these beautiful black men. And yes, I want to shout out my, you know, black men this and black men that. I don't see black. I do see my homeboy Bamboo post black women, you know, in their splendor and in their glory. So I will say that. But for the most part, what black men post is that everything else is better than you. Right. So if you are making black women to feel like everyone else is better than them and you're not giving them the kind words, if you lead with the kind word, we will return that. You lead with hatred, we're going to return that too. You know, when I'm sitting there and I'm talking to a black man, and again, my situation is a little bit different. I mean, we're not even talking about the abusive boyfriends. I have had some serious, serious legal issues with black men because you hate my fucking guts. And it's not my fault and it's not my problem, you know. And so I don't hate you because I can't, you know what I mean? I love my father. I love my son. I love my husband, you know, so until we can change the dialogue and how we speak to each other. You know, I got to be a gold digger because I bring up money, but you're not a gold digger and you want somebody to hold you down. You can't put that type of, you know, stereotype on a black woman, because every time you do that, I'm going to find 1,000 reasons why it's not true. And so what I want to do is I think I'm going to end the show. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're at war within each other. So when people are bringing up, you know, the Willie Lynch doctrine and all this other shit, you don't think that that's what you're perpetuating right now? You don't think so? You don't think that, you know, every time you sit there and you tear a black woman down, that she doesn't take a little bit of that bag of Lay's chips and put it on her fucking shoulders? You don't think that? You don't think that every time you tell her that she's not worth it, but yet you'll still fuck her, you don't think that she gets a little bit of an extra chip on her shoulder? As a black man, if you're going to lead, lead. Take it all the way there. We'll follow, depending on where you're taking us to. If we don't trust you to follow, we're not going to listen to anything you say. We will not respect you, and we're not going to follow you anywhere. If you want us to be nice, you have to be nice, too. Start with gratitude. You know, although that this might not be X, Y, and Z, I thank you for being this woman. Because you do it to everybody else. Everyone else is the love of your fucking life. Everyone else is the love of this life. Everyone else is the best thing that ever happened except the black woman, and yet you want us to love you? I think not, black man. I think not. So every time I talk to a black man, this is what plays in my mind, and it is actually kind of funny. White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. We out till next week. I'm talking to myself. on my Facebook, which means I probably know him in real life. Cool Cat, he's always very active on my page. Shout out to Alan Mullis, as I said that I would do. And, guys, I will catch you next week on another Manic Monday. And this is D. Scott. Remember, it's my birthday month. I'm out.